Beautiful people, welcome to Daily Voice Not Podcast. And if you're new and this is the first time you listen to this podcast, you're very welcome. I want to apologize to everyone for being absent for a very long time, because I know this podcast have helped so many of you, but as my own self, I needed some healing and I needed to go through certain things for me to get to this point. And this understanding, I have been going through a lot, and I know a lot of people say that they've been going through a lot and they don't really explain what exactly I've been going through. Let me break it down for you. One of the things I've been going through is in regards to my content creation. The other thing was family dynamics of me understanding why I'm always like this with family, or why is it I always have to butt heads, you know, and things like that. And also friendships, you know. I recently had a friendship breakup, which I have had for a very long time. And honestly speaking, it hurt, but then it was time to, you know, to move on and have a step forward. So to be honest with you, it has been a lot. And also I've been thinking, oh my God, these podcasts are not reaching people. I've not been posting on TikTok for a very long time. I've been struggling with balance. I've been struggling with low energy moods. I've been struggling with a lot of things. Imposter syndrome as well has been in a mix of all these things that I've been struggling with. And also the fact that I was just like, oh my God, I need a break. I need a holiday. I need to sort myself out. Things were just piling up. Financially, I've been like on the downhill for I don't know how long. And I've just been in this mindset of like, will I ever make it? Will anything ever change? I just recently turned 30 and I'm just like, wow, things are moving fast. I haven't got to where I want to go. I'm rushing through everything because I'm just like, there is a timeline as a lady. So it has been a lot. And ever since I started creating or being as a person that I have been, I've never admitted to anything and I've never taken time off. This is like me talking to you guys and trying to heal. But because of that, this time around, I did take the time off and I said, you know what? I need to let my feminine energy come in, because I've been operating from a masculine type of energy and that hasn't served me. Now I need to let my feminine energy come in and stop being tough and being so hard on other people, as well as being hard on myself. Because the rate at which I was hard at other people, I was also portraying that to myself. But in me saying that, let me know if you want a whole podcast whereby I talk about this whole healing process and how, you know, you can go through things. On this particular podcast today, I wanted to talk about reason as to why sometimes your relationships don't become fruitful. And the reason as to why I'm saying this is because I have been the kind of person that said, if he does this, walk away. If he does that, this. If he doesn't reply to your messages, walk away. But I have realized that sometimes we are our own failures. Sometimes we are the people that lead to these relationships to go downhill, no matter what we do. And sometimes you'll be like, Lucy, I do everything. I give everything. I give my own energy. I be there. I do this. I do that. Well, by you doing that, you're actually leading to the failure of your own relationship. Let me break it down to you and say this. Every single time you give a lot of energy while someone is giving less energy, you are already setting that ship to fail. In every relationship that you're in, you have to remember why you're in that relationship, why you're there to gain in that relationship, and how to move with that relationship. Always have fun when you're in a relationship. The best thing that would ever help you in a relationship is always having fun. Stop being so serious. I was always a serious girl in a relationship. I was like, this guy needs to work hard. He needs to get money. He needs to build a house. He needs to have this and that. I'm just like, men like a woman that is a bit playful and a bit silly, that goes with the flow of the relationship, but also stands her ground. And I've realized it over and over again that sometimes as women, we become too serious because we want these men to live in an image or a kind of energy that we think is the right energy that will please our parents, that will please the society. We tend to forget, oh my God, I can hear sirens outside. We tend to forget that in actual sense, yeah, the relationships that we are living or the life that we are living is for us. We forget that we have almost like 8 years of our life to live, okay? And in those 8 years of our lives to live, we can't be all the time very serious. We forget that we have to enjoy life, because if you don't enjoy this life that you're living, one day or another, you're going to be in pain, or you're going to be sick and it's going to go away, or, you know, something tragic is going to happen and you're going to realize this is time for me to live my life. No, be free, be silly. Don't sweat the small things. You know, people make mistakes. People say statements they don't mean. That is part of learning and growing, you know. Live your life in that relationship that you're in, or in that friendship that you're in. Be free as much as you can. Enjoy yourself as much as you can. Unless the person is treating you to a point that is being very detrimental to your own self and to your own health, then move on. Stop creating high standards for someone. Let the individual grow. Especially men. Men take time to grow, but if you plant the seed of growth in them, they will for sure grow. If he truly loves you and he wants to be with you, he will try his best to plant that seed and slowly and slowly and slowly grow with you, rather than running away, you know, from you. Don't make a man feel like he wants to run away from you. You know, make him feel like he really wants to stay with you because he sees the growth that is coming. Don't force it. Don't sweat it. Don't look left. Don't look right because this person is doing this. This person is doing that. That person has been as elevated and gone here. Do not compare your man, because you create this kind of ego, you know, that will be a downfall for him. A moment he knows that you already are praising someone else's ego, not his ego, he's absolutely going to run away from you. He's absolutely going to pack his bags and he's going to go, because he just says, okay, you know what? I feel less in here and I'm just going to find my groove. So if you have an idea that you see another person's husband doing something and growing and having growth, give a suggestion to your husband and be like, what if we try to do this? You know, or what if we try to do that? Or, you know, if it's your boyfriend and stuff like that, try to do it that way, rather than saying, look at your friends, look at your mates, look at your, you know, other husbands. They're doing this and doing that, and you can't do that, and you can't do that. Why are you not doing that? You have to let him grow. You have to let him be an individual. If he's feeding and he's nourishing you and he's helping you, don't look left, don't look right. Focus on what is in front of you and nourish that. And keep your eyes peeled as well, because they can be, you know, hypocrites to an extent that you can help them that way and then they can run away and, you know, do that with somebody else. But the point of the matter is, always try to nourish your relationships in the best way that you can. Don't try to be so serious. Be very playful. Enjoy it. You know, enjoy that person that you're with. Enjoy his character. Don't mold his character. Don't change his character for something else. You know, allow him to stay himself and truly who he is. And then you can see what he truly feels about you. Don't mold this person because you have a picture perfect husband or boyfriend that you want, and you're trying to get this person to be that picture perfect. But after you get to that picture perfect, then the authentic side of this person is going to die, is going to be dead. And I tell you this now, and then you start saying, why you're not this and why you're not that, but then they'll be like, you wanted me to be this and I'm being what you want me to be. And they end up being with other people that they feel like they can be their authentic self. With you, they feel like they have to be a soldier or someone on at ease and attention all the time. Okay, so don't be a downfall of the relationship that you're in, but just be the nourishing person. And also remember to nourish yourself. Step out. Always step out. I'll talk more about these topics as we go ahead, because I've been so off for a long time and I feel like I've gone, you know, a little bit out of touch. But step out. Take care of yourself. Go out with your girls. And if you don't have friends and you're saying, Lucy, but I don't have friends and girls to go to, you know what? Tell your guy that you're going out to do some shopping in London, or you're just going to do something just random. You know, take yourself to the town, walk around, look at nice things, look at nice clothes, you know. Watch a nice movie. Go and eat something. Just sit somewhere and just stare. Just take time out for your own self. Being all the time with that person around them and thinking they are the source of your happiness and the source of your sadness is very, very bad. Imagine someone thinking that they can make you happy and sad at any moment. How much control and power have you given them? How much control and power have you given them? You can't let someone have that control and power over you, but you just have to enjoy what they give you and who they are as people. And that way you can build in the best way that you can. I hope this advice has really helped you. I can go on and talk and talk and talk forever. But for now, I just wanted to start a little bit in a light way to encourage you. This podcast does so well, and I don't understand why I sometimes forget to come on here and, you know, give you guys, you know, the best advice that I can ever give, because me too, I'm healing in every single aspect of life. I'm never ever perfect, and I will never ever be perfect. And if I ever slip up with something, just know I'm not perfect, but we are all growing. Nobody in this world is perfect. We are not created to be perfect human beings, but we are created to be human beings that are growing. Okay, so enjoy this podcast. I hope it helps you. I hope it inspires you, and I hope to, you know, encourage you more and more. If you haven't yet, you know, joined the podcast, please join it, because this family is growing every single day. Even when I'm not uploading podcasts, it is growing. So you do not want to miss on this, because I'll be dropping hints. I do have a YouTube where I do talk about separate things as well, about growth and about yourself. You know, I'm an all-rounder kind of woman. So yeah, best believe you'll have a touch of everything anywhere and all that. So have a nice day, and I for sure will speak to you soon. Bye.